That will be all today, class. Be sure to do the readings for the next class. There will be a graded discussion. Well, look who we have here. You seem awfully energetic today. Did something happen? Ooh. Well, look at you. Trying to move up in the academic world, I see. What did you find? Okay. Oh, hold that thought for one moment. Hi, Brad. Thanks for the help yesterday. I really appreciate you staying after class to help with some extracurriculars. It was so much fun. Oh, you know Brad. He sits in the back, makes all those funny comments during my lectures. I was just thanking him for giving me some much-needed assistance. Oh, this is something only Brad can do, dear. It's a really big job. And he has just the, how do you say, equipment? I need to do it. But don't worry about it. Oh, don't say that, Brad. That's mean. Do we need to have another talk? Just like last time? It won't be just like last time if you keep causing problems, Brad. I might have to be more aggressive with you. But you'd like that, wouldn't you? Darling, we can talk about your research later. I'm talking to Brad now. Thank you. Okay. How about this? I left my bag in my office. Could you be a good fetch boy and grab that for me? After that, you can tell me all about your research. Does that sound good? Yeah? Perfect. Now, run along, and we'll talk when you get back. I have much more important things to take care of. Fucking finally. Come here. Oh, Brad. I just love how good you help me out. You're such a much-needed stress relief when I'm dealing with these fucking bastards. Brad, I think I need some relief right now. Go ahead, pull it out for me. Let me just savor the taste of this bread. Oh, you're back already? I was sure you'd be gone longer. I mean, I misplaced that bag. I'm doing differential questions. What do you think is going on? What the fuck do you think I'm doing, you Nimrod? I'm sucking Brad's dick. his nice, big, dick. Would you like to watch me do it some more? Oh, it's so big. Oh, I'm just intoxicated by the fucking taste, bread. Well, you just leave my bag and get out. We'll talk research tomorrow. Brad, what? Oh. What's that, Brad? What's that, baby? You want him to watch? How cruel of you. But I love the idea. Don't go yet. No. Bring yourself right here. I want you to get a front row seat. Get back here. My baby here, Brad. He wants your sorry ass to watch. So go ahead. Get a nice seat right there. Don't you dare move. Oh. Is that back talk I'm hearing to your professor? Shut up. Now. Find yourself a seat, or else I'm not looking at your research. Your precious research, I can only assume that you worked all night laboring over. You want me to take a look at it? Like I actually care, yes? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Getting nice and comfortable in that seat right there. The one right in front of my desk. Yes. Yes, right there. Perfect view. You get to see me take all of Brad's magnificent dick down my throat. Take my time and savor this since we have a show to give. Let me just lick all around this big dick. Oh my god, you're gonna cause me a gag, Brad. But I can take it. You like that, Brad? I've been practicing. I wanna be your perfect little slut. Now why don't you be a good boy? Be a good boy. And come right down your professor's nasty throat. Thank you, Brad. thank you for fucking my... Oh my God. Can you shut the fuck up? You useless, pathetic, little fuck. Oh my God. What do you not understand? Oh, you want to know why? Why I was just slobbering, gagging, practically vomiting on his dick? Then come find out. Get up here. Stand next to Brad. What's the hesitation? You pipe up every time in class to answer all the questions. You want to be such a good little pet for me? Then get up here and stand next to Brad. That's what I fucking thought. Now, take your clothes off. Did I stutter? Undress. Now. Finally, I thought you'd be good at following directions. Just another disappointment. I meant fully? I still see clothes on you. I mean, I'm not sure how you got to college if you can't understand the simple sentences I'm saying to you at this exact moment in time. Thank you. What the fuck even is that? Why is it so small? Is that your dick? Is that your dick? Brad, oh my God, you're right. You're right. It does look like a shrimp. Oh my goodness. Picture fucking perfect. It's so fucking tiny. It's like those little Venus sausages you find in the store. Actually, it's about half of that. Oh. How is it relevant? I mean, it's pretty relevant. You asked why I liked Brad so much. Why don't you take a peek down at him? And take a look at the massive fucking dick that was just down my throat. I mean, that's enough reason by itself, isn't it? Just look at that fat fucking cock. I've had some big guys during my college days, but none even close to Brad's. I mean, even the largest guys only fall around 8 to 10 inches. But a perfect 12? A perfect 12? It's unbelievable. Insanely rare. The statistics behind this, my God. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. And God, do I love that needle. It may not be the world's longest, but it surely is possibly the thickest. Oh my goodness. I meant a stallion might even be thicker, but not by a lot. He's the perfect male specimen. I just couldn't resist. I've been fucking him for months. Not even a week after this class started, the moment I laid eyes on him. I had him rearranging my guts every week. After class, 2 times a week. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't catch on earlier. But I guess you're not as smart as I thought. It's not a good enough reason for you? Fine. You want to know the real reason? It's not because I like him. Come here. Get in that fucking seat. Look at me. Look me in my eyes and watch my lips as I say this to you. It's because I fucking hate you. I'm dead serious. You are the single most annoying, pathetic, self-serving, egotistical piece of shit that I have ever had the displeasure of teaching. Your constant commentary in the middle of class, your repeated need to correct others for the simplest mistakes, mistakes that you yourself are prone to making. I've seen your work. Even your look, your very existence, makes my blood boil. I, in my 10 years of teaching at this university, have never had such a burning, vitriolic hatred for any single student until you came along. Oh, you're crying. Oh, look at that. Look at this, Brad. A grown fucking man driven to tears by my mere words. Maybe that little reality check might shrink that ego of yours because it's greatly unwarranted. Actually, seeing you cry is kind of hot. Hey, Brad, do me a favor and fuck me while I stand over him. Yes, you pathetic, useless fuck. I want you to look at me. Look at my beautiful, tall, curvaceous frame. These big fucking titties right in your face and this beautiful, gorgeous face. I'm gonna get fucked by a monster fucking dick. And you're gonna sit there so pathetic with your little shrimp dick and just watch and take it. Brad, I can feel your tip. Yeah, you're gonna sit there and fucking take it, you useless, pathetic piece of shit. And just grab my hips and oh fuck. Oh, yes, Brad. Yes, Brad. Take that fucking pussy just like that. Fuck me like you own it. Oh, yes, yes. Fuck my fucking pussy. Oh, you're still crying, aren't you? How fucking pathetic are you? Oh, Brad, just like that. Oh, see, the best part of it, the best part of all of this, oh my god, deeper, just like that. Oh, is that I knew, honey. I knew that you idolized me, you worshipped me. You looked at me like I was your rightful goddess. You saw me as a genius, an innovator, yet here you are watching your goddess, oh, your idol, your genius, your everything get fucked like a slut, treated like the whore she's always been. Oh, Brad, yes. Oh my god, Brad, oh fuck. Oh. You know what? You know what? It's your fault that this is even happening right now. If you just behaved like any other student. Oh my god. Right there, Brad. And minded your own business. Look at me. Let me grab your face. Look at me. If you had minded your business right now, you wouldn't be here. Getting cucked Well, my real favorite student uses me however the fuck he wants. Oh, Brad. Oh, I like that. I like that. Calling you dear or calling you anything. Calling you anything other than this is way too respectful for someone like you. I think bitch is far more fitting. Oh, yes, Brad. Oh, you fucked me harder when I called him that. Oh, you like that, baby? A pathetic loser bitch who will do whatever the fuck I say. Oh. And if you even think of reporting me, I'll drop your grades so low you lose every dime you have in scholarships. Ooh, fuck Brad. Oh, so you better be a good little bitch and be good. Oh, Brad. Oh, you got him really excited the way you're sitting there and just crying and taking this. Oh, fuck, Brad. Harder. Harder. Dig deep in there, baby. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, you're not crying enough, little bitch. I want you to sob. Let me help you out. Yes. Take it, bitch. Take it. Take it. Yes. I've wanted to do this for so fucking long. Let me hold your face. Hold it just right. Yes. Ooh. Just smacking that smug ass look off your stupid fucking face. Ooh. Ooh, there goes the waterworks. Yes, sob. Sob like the little bitch you are. Fuck, it's so hot. Let me lick it. Oh. Seeing you so miserable. Oh, fucking getting fucked by Brad like this. Oh my god, let me put my face on yours. You feel me? You feel me getting fucked? You feel me getting thrusted into by that big fucking dick? Oh, seeing you cry like a little bitch cuck. Oh, seeing you so miserable? Oh my god. Yes, 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 yes. Ah, I'm fucking coming home with that fucking dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you, Brad. Fuck. Oh. Oh. My legs feel so weak. Oh, but Brad hasn't come yet. Oh, and he's still throbbing so hard in my tight pussy. Oh my god. Just let it out, Brad. Just come in your professor's foot, pussy. Show this fucking bitch right here. Look at him, you bitch. Show this bitch right here how a real man comes. Do it. 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 Oh, yes. Yes. Give me every last drop. I want it pouring out of my sopping cup. Yes. All of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel so fucking full. Now, Brad, pull out. Now, you little bitch. I'll give you one and only one chance to get on my good side. Mess this up, And the rest of your time here is going to be very, very difficult. All right. Good. Now I want you to lean forward and suck all of Brad's cum out my pussy. And yet again, I'm hearing back talk. What did I say? Are you going to be difficult? Or are you going to be a good bitch to me and eat my Brad's cum out of my pussy? That's right. Get on your knees. Let me switch seats with you. Get on your fucking knees and eat me. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ooh, just like that. I want it all gone. I want it all gone. Make that mouth, make that tongue useful for me. Mm-hmm. Brad deserves a fresh, clean pussy every time he fucks me. At least you can eat pussy. That's your only redeeming quality, it seems. I might have to do this to you every day. Sitting under my desk, eating the cum from the night before out of me. Greedily sucking it down like the pathetic bitch you are. Fuck, humiliating you feels so good. right there. Oh, yes. Yes, let me grab your hair, hold you right there. Eat my pussy exactly the way I want to, you fucking bitch. All right, that's enough. Get back in the seat while I pull down my skirt. God, you look a fucking mess. I'd feel bad, but you deserve it. So, we're just gonna leave you here and, you know, go get some Whataburger or something. Oh, your research? Let me see it here. Let me get right to the end. Looks nice, but you did the citations wrong, as I expected your goofy ass to do. Unfortunate. Oh, don't give me that look. Maybe next time you'll give me something worth reading. I doubt it, though. You never really do. Now, Brad, back to my place. I have a few other well-equipped students waiting for me.